spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Journey to the Promised Land, was written by Theodore and Mathilde Farrow. It is presented in observance of World Jewish Child's Day.
My name is Lise Goossens. I am a citizen of Israel. I live in the city of Jerusalem. Here my three children were born. But I was not born in this ancient land. I was born in Berlin. There was madness in the world then, but I, lying in my crib, did not know it. And my mother and father, in this moment of happiness, were not listening to the crowds singing in the beer halls. They heard only the sweet crying of the new baby.
Lise would be a nice name.
Lise. Yes, Hans, Lise would be a lovely name.
My little one's cradle in the night comes a new little goat, snowy white. The goat will trot to the market while mother her watch will keep to bring you back raisins and almonds. Sleep, little one, sleep. The goat will trot to the market while mother walks.
What is it?
You're packed?
Yes.
Everything?
Of course. For a month I've been packed. Why? Is it tonight?
It is tonight. We have no choice. We've waited 5 years, and 5 years has been too long.
I know.
I think of only one thing, and it gives me strength. In another country, God willing, we can hold up our heads, and our Lise can hold up her head.
I have no recollection of our escape from Berlin, for I was only 5 years old. Nor do I remember crossing the border into Holland. For me, memory begins in Amsterdam. It was there that I passed my childhood. It was there that I went to school. And it was there that I found a friend. Found her. Loved her. Lost her. Her name? Anne Frank.
You see, Lise, this is a school, just like any school at home. Look, dear. No, there. See all the little boys and girls laughing and playing? Soon you'll be laughing and playing with them.
But I don't know them, Mama.
Not yet, perhaps, but you will. Please. Boys and girls are the same all over the world. And all over the world at 5 and 6, they go to kindergarten. Come along, dear. Come on. We'll find a place for you to hang your hat and coat.
I'm afraid.
Of what, darling?
The children don't speak German. They speak only Dutch.
But you've learned to speak Dutch. I only wish I could speak it as well as you. No one will even know that you're not a little Dutch girl.
I don't want to be a little Dutch girl. I'm a German girl.
Oh, quietly.
Mama?
Yes?
Why do you and Pop always go shh, shh?
It means nothing, darling. It's just a habit. Come on, come with me. See that little girl? No, over there. She's striking the bells with a small stick. Listen. You know, if you ask her politely, maybe she'll let you strike them, too. I'll wait here, dear. I'll not leave until I see you've made a friend. That's right. Go on. Go to her.
Hello. Do you like to play with bells?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Listen. Now you try. It's your turn. That's good.
Is it all right to hit them hard?
Why not? The bells won't mind. What's your name?
Lise. Lise Glisson.
Mine is Anne Frank. Hello, Lise.
Hello, Anne.
How I love those bells. All day I played with them. I did not even see Mama go home. Since then, when I hear bells ringing, I do not think of exile. I think of a child's happiness. And of course I think of Anne. And of how she said I could strike the bells very hard, they wouldn't mind. Of how at once, miraculously and forever, we loved one another.
I know what we will do, Lee.
What, Anne?
Every day after school, we will walk home together. To my house one day, and to yours the next.
Every single day?
Perhaps even in synagogue, they will let us sit together. Would you like that, Lee?
Oh, I would like it very much, Anne.
The pledge of friendship made, we honored it, as only children can, freely and passionately. And because we were inseparable, our parents met and also became friends. While Holland was still at peace, the two families were often together.
I remember something very funny. I had an uncle when I was a boy.
Papa, who... not again.
Oh, now, please, Lise. You've heard the story before.
A thousand times.
Well, a dozen is nearer to the truth. But the others have not heard it. I had an uncle when I was a boy. On Friday nights, he came to dinner. And always, year in and year out, he said the same thing. The soup was cold and the ice cream was warm, but delicious. You know, it always made my mother angry, even though she knew that Uncle was only joking. You see, Lise, everyone laughed.
Yes, Papa.
Well, it's easy to laugh about things that happened long ago.
And And so we still laughed, especially Anne and I. Why not? We were still children. What our parents had lost, we could not remember.
Lise, will you promise to be honest with me?
Of course, Anne.
Do you remember Germany, what it looked like? Do you remember the people?
Sometimes I try to remember. In the beginning, I think I did. But now, no. All I know is what Amsterdam looks like.
I'm so glad. I can't remember either, and I'd hate it if you did. Do you know why?
No.
It would be something you'd know about, and I wouldn't be able to share it with you. And we've always shared everything.
Almost everything.
You mean my diary?
Yes.
I've never shown it to anyone. Maybe someday I'll let you see it, when we're grown up. We'll read it together, but I'm afraid it's not very interesting.
No?
Well, I just write about little things. You and me, and Mama and Papa, and what happens every day, and other little things. What I think about, and hope for, and dream about. No, it's not very interesting.
Do you know what I dream about?
No.
Palestine.
Palestine?
Jerusalem. The ancient city of Jerusalem. That's where I want to go.
Why, Lise?
Because there, we would always be safe. No one would try to hurt us. We would really have come home.
Perhaps someday we can go together and be friends there together and marry and have children, and they too will be friends. Perhaps we won't have to wait for someday. We can go now with our parents. Then we can all be together. Come, let's tell them. We have a plan. Listen, everyone.
What's all the excitement about, children?
We're going to Palestine. All of us. So we can always be safe and happy. So we'll never have to be afraid again. Mama, what is it?
Nothing.
Don't you want to go to Palestine?
Of course I do, dear. I guess I'm just an old crybaby.
Mama wept that day, and again that evening in the synagogue. I did not pay too much attention to her tears. She was often moved by the singing. Papa knew even then that they would never see the promised land. I was 13 when they invaded Holland. Only 14 when Mama died in childbirth. But I was no longer a child, for the little one who should have been my sister became my daughter.
To my little one's cradle in the night comes a new little goat, snowy white. The goat will trot to the market, while mother her watch will keep.
bring you back.
I do not understand it. Such a time to be born. Yet, look at her. She wears fat pink cheeks. And even in her sleep, she smiles. Sleep, Rachel. Sing, Lise.
Little goat, snowy white. The goat.
For a few years, they let us live. Anne and I had to go to a school for Jewish children only. We wore bands to proclaim to the world that we were Jews, as if we could hide the scars. Palestine remained our goal, but it was still only a dream.
Lise?
Yes, Papa?
Come closer.
What is it?
The Franks have disappeared.
What?
Shh. It is said that they have fled to Switzerland.
But Papa, Aunt said nothing to me. We tell each other everything.
Yes, yes, but if she had told you this, she would have made you an accomplice. She kept it a secret for your sake, Lise. Oh, I know, my dear, I know. Another loved one is gone.
I prayed for Anne that night, and for many nights. We did not know, of course, that she and her family were not in Switzerland, but were hiding in Amsterdam. But even as we prayed for their safety, our turn came. We were put in the concentration camp in Westerbork. Later, we were condemned to Belsen. It was there that I met Anne again. The Franks had been tracked down and caught. I say that I met her, but I didn't see her. I only talked to her. Between us, separating our compounds, was heavy barbed wire covered with straw.
Lise Goossens?
Yes?
Come.
Where?
Just come. She's waiting for you on the other side of the barbed wire. Follow me.
Who is waiting?
A girl. She says her name is Anne Frank.
Anne!
Shh. Call to her softly.
Anne? Anne, it is Lise.
Lise?
Yes. Oh, Anne, I thought you were safe. That perhaps you'd found the way to Palestine.
No. That was only a dream. Lise?
I'm here, Anne.
Say something to me. Anything. Just so I can hear your voice again.
Are you well, Anne?
I am alive.
We had only seconds together. I had to hide from a guard. Twice again we talked. But I remember only the last time.
Lise?
Yes?
Do you hear any news?
A little. They say the war is going badly for them.
I hear, too. It gives me hope. Perhaps one day we'll be together again.
It's my prayer, Anne.
It's mine, too.
Now listen. I have something for you. A little package. I will count to three, and then I will throw it over the fence.
But what is it?
Something good. Something I've saved for you. A lump of sugar and a piece of Swedish bread. Now one... two, three.
Give it to me.
I saw it
first. It's mine.
No,
it it's my package. It was for me. For me.
Anne, what is it?
She took it from me. Stole it from me. Stole it.
It was the last time I was to hear Anne's voice. But I did not know that then. I continued to pray for Anne and our meeting in Palestine. And while I prayed, I held Rachel's hand. Held it for days without end. For she was the last of the loved ones.
The news keeps pouring in, ladies and gentlemen. The fortress that was the Third Reich is crumbling. From the east, massive Red armies sweep relentlessly across German soil. And from the west, from bridgeheads across the Rhine, American and British troops mass for the final thrust and victory.
At the moment of liberation, and for the 2 weeks that it took before the last shot was fired, many hundreds of us were taken from Belsen and put in cattle cars, 50 to a car, with barely room enough to lie down. Many died from exposure and malnutrition. First we moved east, then west, back and forth, again and again, hopelessly and aimlessly, as the armies of liberation closed in. I looked for Anne, but I couldn't find her. But there were other cars, other trains, taking people away from Belsen. And so I still hoped.
Look! They've thrown away their guns!
They're holding up the white flag!
It's over! Cheer, my people!
No! No! Pray, my people! Pray!
Jews who have been liberated by the Red Army. This is the town of Schilden near Frankfurt on Oder. Here the Red Army met resistance, and therefore it is permitted to take food from the local population, to take clothing from them, to commandeer their homes for your shelter. The towns beyond Schilden, you are also permitted to enter, but there the local population did not resist. Therefore, you are not permitted to commandeer food, clothing, or shelter. But you are permitted to beg for alms.
That was how the Russians settled the moral issue. And we did what we were permitted to do. It was surprising how much food there was. The people had hoarded for years.
What is that, Ling? That great big house?
That one, Rachel? It was the mansion of the mayor.
Is he inside?
No, he's gone now. So tonight, we will sleep there.
In the mayor's bed?
In the mayor's bed.
It was curious walking into that well-cared-for house. Everything was in place. Books, carpets, pictures. Even the silverware on the table. And upstairs in the bedroom, there was a tremendous bed with a great soft quilt.
Touch it, Lee. Is it silk?
Yes, it's silk.
I have never slept in such a beautiful bed, have I?
No, you have never slept in such a beautiful bed.
The journey wasn't over, but we had come at last to a resting place. It was the first of many, and Rachel and I were alone. We had left Papa in Belsen. No kin of ours still lived, but still I hoped to find Anne. Then one day I realized the search was over. In Holland again, I met one of the teachers whom Anne and I had had in school.
But you don't know me. I'm Lise.
Lise, yes. Of course I know you. And this must be Rachel.
Yes. Tell me, is the school still here? Have you heard anything about Anne?
The school is still here. You've grown so, Lee.
But, Anne, will I ever see her again?
No, Lee.
I had lost her. She, too, had remained in Belsen. It was Rachel and I who set out on the last journey, the journey to Palestine, and again I held her hand.
Look, Rachel. No, there.
Is that Palestine?
Yes.
And we'll be there soon?
Yes.
Now no one can stop us?
No one.
The year was 1947. We had arrived in time for another war. But nevertheless, we had come home. The pilgrimage for us was over. We had reached the promised land. But there were many who did not reach it. My mother and father, the Anne Franks. But they are not forgotten. In Israel, although we're building a new world for ourselves, we are also erecting a monument to the dead. Not with our tears. We have shed too many. But with our hearts and our minds, and with a faith that has endured for thousands of years. Today in Israel, as I walk down the sunny streets with my own children's hands in mine, I remember the dead. And I think of that.
Like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Our eternal light drama today, Journey to the Promised Land, was written by Theodore and Mathilde Farrow. It was presented in observance of World Jewish Child's Day, sponsored in this country by Hadassah, Pioneer Women, and Mizrahi. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Anne Petoniak as Lise and Pauline Hahn as young Lise, with Pamela Fitzmaurice, Dorothy Olson, Iva Francis, Amelia Romano, Sarah Fussell, Roger DeCoven, Henry Norell, and Daniel Occo. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.